The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Feel free to share. If you're viewing from my personal page, share to your friends. Tell us where you're from. Don't be shy. As you come in, this is Singles Who Pray pop-up prayer. I'm going to comment in my page. All right, so this is a great time of reflection. We reflect on the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross, and it's a great time to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ. And the topic for today, and I spoke about this before, but I had to bring it up back again. The topic for today is the resurrecting King is resurrecting me. And I just love this topic because I love the song. Years ago, I fell in love with this song by Elevation Worship. It was called The Resurrecting by Elevation Worship. And the song reminds me of the love of Jesus. And one of the lyrics is, "By your spirit, I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name, I come alive and declare your victory." I need someone to say, "I am declaring my victory on today." Wow, she is from Botswana. She's from Africa. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wow, amazing. I'm just so excited that you guys are on today. As you guys come in, this is pop-up prayer. Feel free to comment and tell us where you are from. Don't be shy. We are all family here, and we are just excited what the Lord is going to say on today. So this song just spoke volumes to me, and I just always listen to it like around this time of resurrection because the lyrics, the song is so powerful, it's so anointed, and I just love this song. So go with me to Matthew 28:6. "He is not there, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Amen. Amen. I am declaring my victory. Yes. I am declaring my victory. Yes. Thank you, Tangi. Thank you, guys, for saying that. We are declaring our victory on today. And Christ's resurrection was the greatest sign of victory, not defeat. And it may look like Christ was losing because, you know, he went to the cross and he had to do this thing. Some people may look at it like he was losing, but Jesus Christ was winning the whole time. And some people may look at Jesus going to the cross, carrying the cross as something easy, like, that's Jesus, he's good, so he could do that. But Jesus came to the earth in a human form. He had feelings. He felt pain. I know he cried on his way. I know he had his moments. We don't really talk much about that. I knew Jesus had his moments. And I'm so glad that Jesus died on the cross for us, even through his pain, his agony, being uncomfortable, hello, his sorrow, he has risen. And God sent Jesus to take on the greatest suffering known to men. Jesus died so that we can be saved from sin. And that is an amazing gift from God. Go with me to Isaiah 53:5. "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that has brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed." And just like that, Jesus got up. God gave us an ultimate sacrifice so that our dreams will be resurrected. Our relationships will be resurrected. Our hope will be resurrected. Our families, our circumstances, we will find healing through Christ's resurrection. I need you guys to put in the chat, "I will find my healing in God, in Jesus' resurrection." Excuse me. "I will find my healing in Jesus' resurrection." My gosh. I will find, I'm going to write that in the chat as well on my personal page. I will find healing in Jesus' resurrection. And I don't know why God has me on that today. Maybe someone is healing, needs to be healed from a disease. Maybe someone needs to be healed from a breakup. Maybe God is, you need to be healed from something from your past. But you need to say on today, I am healed from Jesus' resurrection. As you guys come in, this is Pop Up Prayer with Coach Danielle Powell, Singles Who Pray. We are talking about the resurrecting King. Amen. As you guys come in, feel free to comment and tell us where you are from. Go with me to 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into living through hope, through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. Many of you, the last few years, you know, we could always talk about a lot of things that has transpired over the last three years. Many of you have lost loved ones. You may have lost your job. Some of you may have almost lost your mind. Maybe you have lost your peace and your joy. You used to be a happy person, but through all the things you've been going through, you have lost your joy. You have lost your hope. Maybe you lost your sense of healing. You feel like you're still going through some problems in your body, some problems in your mind, and you need God to heal you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you guys are right. I will find healing in Jesus' resurrection. My family will find healing in Jesus' resurrection. Yes, that is so powerful. Yes, amen. I will find healing in Jesus' resurrection. I will find my healing in Jesus' resurrection. And one thing we can never lose is Jesus. We could lose many things in a season, but we can never lose Jesus in the midst of the most uncertain, horrible season. Some of you may feel like this is the worst season of your life, but I'm here to tell you, Christ is still on the throne. Christ is still on the throne. I need you to write in the comments, Christ is still on the throne. Hallelujah. Write in the comments that, I'm gonna write that in the comments too. I'm gonna join y'all. I'm gonna write that in the comments. Christ is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And even though Jesus probably went through the worst season of his life when he was about to go to the cross, even when the world thought that his life was over, Jesus resurrected. He got up. Let me say that one more time. Even when the world thought his life was over, Jesus resurrected. Christ is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And sometimes that may be your situation. People may feel like that's the end of her. She's never going to amount to nothing. That situation is too bad. She can't get up from that. But God is going to resurrect your situation in the eyes of people who may think that it's over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will get up just like Jesus got up. Write in the comments, I'm so glad Jesus got up. Come on, guys. As you guys come in, don't be quiet. Comment with us. Join us in prayer. Comment. Tell us where you are from. Don't be shy on today. I need you to write in the comments, and I'm going to write it as well. I'm so glad Jesus got up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What an amazing thought to know that we are glad that Jesus got up. Hallelujah. And this message is for someone, because even though you're going through the most challenging season of your life, you can still get up like Jesus. You don't have to stay down. Go with me to Romans 8:34. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. God is always interceding for us. I know sometimes we may feel like God is silent. We don't hear from him, but that is how our faith is increased. That's how we get closer to God, when we just trust God, even when we don't hear him, even when we can't feel him, even when we feel like he's far away. God is working on things behind the scenes, and you have to trust God on today that he's going to resurrect you from a lowly place. God is saying on today, get up from that lowly place. Hallelujah. Get up from that place of depression. Get up from that place of mourning, because joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Get up out of that place of pain. Wow. Get up out of that place of suffering. Hallelujah. God is going to give you purpose for your pain. God is going to give you purpose for your pain. I need you to write in the comments. I want you guys to be so engaged today, because I want you to guys remember what you are speaking on today. Because when things get crazy, when you get weary, you can always remember the words that you spoke over your life, the verses, the Bible, things that God is telling us to say on today. So I need you guys to say that God is giving me purpose for my pain. Hallelujah. God has given me purpose for my pain. As God is giving someone today, I don't know what this is for, but God is giving you new love for that heartbreak. I don't know. Even though this is singles who pray, we are single out here. I don't know who that is for, but God is giving you purpose, giving you new love for that heartbreak. Hallelujah. Somebody receive that in the name of Jesus. God is giving someone new love for that heartbreak. And God is healing you from that heartbreak that you experienced, in Jesus' name. So I came across a song this week, and I was all week, I have been listening to this song because it's just so good. And it's from JJ Harrison, I believe. It's called You're Going to Live. And the song, it says, you're going to live to see it happen. And I know some of you have been going through some situations. It's been really hard. It's been really challenging. And sometimes you can't see your way, and you can't see what God is doing right now in your life. You're like, God, what is going on? You just can't see it. But you are going to live to see your own resurrection, because God is resurrecting that very thing that you've been crying about late at night. God is resurrecting that very thing that you've been crying about that no one knows about. God is resurrecting that very thing you've been praying for, you've been fasting for, you left it at the altar. God is resurrecting those things that you thought would never come to pass. You are going to live to see your own resurrection. Hallelujah. I need y'all to write that in the comments. I am going to live to see my own resurrection. Hello, everyone. As you come in, this is Singles Who Pray, Pop Up Prayer. I am Coach Danielle Powell. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray, and we are just praying on today. It's a quick word, and then we're going to pray. Feel free to comment and tell us where you're from. Wow, my sister is on. Not Asia. Hello. Hello, prophetess. She is on. God bless you. I'm so glad you guys are on. As you come in, this is Singles Who Pray, Pop Up Prayer. Hallelujah. So I need you to say in the comment, I am going to live to see my own resurrection. Hallelujah. Come on, guys. Let's get involved today. I am going to live to see my own resurrection. We're writing in the comments as well. Hallelujah. So I need you guys to write that in the comments. Don't be shy. You are going to live. I'm going to live to see my own resurrection. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So trust God that He's going to resurrect many things in your life. Some of you are worried about your finances and you need stability in this season of great loss, but God is going to resurrect those finances. God is going to resurrect your family relationships. Some of you have been going through some family issues and you need God to restore the peace within that family. You need God to restore the love in that family. You need God to restore all the things concerning your family. And I need you to believe today that God is going to restore that relationship. Hallelujah. And some of you may feel like you made some mistakes that you are not proud of, but God on today is pulling you out of that place of shame. You are not your mistakes. You are not your past. And God loves you, and God thinks the world of you. Hallelujah. Wholeness in my health, divine connections, power to create. Yes, amen. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to live to see my own resurrection. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And real quick, I'm just going to share two things that brings resurrection to our lives, right? So one thing that brings resurrection to our lives is restoration. God is a God that restores. And God is restoring many things in your life. When you are not even thinking about it, God is restoring. When you thought that it was over, God is going to restore many things in your life. And restoration is made possible through our faith in Jesus Christ. When we acknowledge our sins, when we repent from our wrongdoings, when we come to a place where we trust in our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. When Christ went to the cross, all people can be restored in a right relationship with the Lord. And because of Christ coming to the cross, we were able to experience his love, his grace, and his mercy. And that is a great thing to know. And I want you guys to write in the comments, I serve a God that restores. I serve a God that restores. Hallelujah. Go with me to Joel 2:25. I shall restore the years that the locust, the swarming locust, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar have eaten, my great army that I sent among you. And this passage talks about God restoring us, even in our sin and our rebellion. Sometimes we don't want to talk about sin in the church because it's like, oh no, I don't want to talk about sin, but it's real, and sin is real, and we have to really turn away from our sins. We are not going to not ever sin, but we have to turn away from our sin. And in this passage, God is still making up the years that some of us lost, some of the things that we lost during some years, even when we sin, even when we rebelled, God is still restoring. Like, that is love. That is the love of God. Even in our mess, God will still restore some things that belongs to us. The promises of God that belong to us, God is still going to restore it even in the midst of our mess. And this should be encouragement and hope to someone out there. You may have not done everything right. You may not have dot every I and cross every T, but God is still see it fit for him to restore the promises that belong to you. So I need someone to come, and God is restoring the promises that belong to me. Let me say that one more time. I need y'all to put that in the comment. God is restoring the promises that belong to me. Hallelujah. As you guys come in, this is Pop Up Prayer with Singles Who Pray. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is restoring the promises that belong to me. And God's grace still prevails. He is remembering you on today. I don't know who that's for. You need to put that in your spirit. God is going to remember me. God is going to remember me. But we got to do our part. We got to repent from our sins. We got to turn away from our sins. We got to turn away from people and places and things that bring us back to a place where God has delivered us from. Hallelujah. And God is restoring many things on today. Go with me to Psalms 51:12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. This verse is talking about God restoring the joy and happiness in our lives that we had when we had a relationship with Christ. And sometimes we like back to sin again. I don't know why God has me on sin today, but that's what the Lord has led me to talk about today. And yes. Okay. You guys are putting it up. God is restoring the promises that belong to me. Holly, let me check in the Singles Who Pray group because I'm seeing some comments. Okay. My sis is on. Tawana Powell. God is restoring the promises that belong to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So this verse is back about, it goes back to sin. Like, once we have fell in a particular sin, we have lost some things. So God is coming to restore us, restore our spirit, and put in our spirits that we will follow God's command and obey God. Sometimes we want the promises, we want the blessings, but we don't want to follow or obey God. And God is, this passage is telling us today, like, God's going to restore our joy and our hope and our happiness. But we got to come out of the sin and follow the commands of the Lord. This is some old school teaching because we don't talk about sin as much anymore in this world. But God is still looking. We're not ever going to be perfect. We're never going to, you know, do everything right. But we have to put in our spirit that, God, I really want to obey and follow your commands. even in my mess, even when I don't do everything right, because we're not going to do everything right. But God is looking for us to have that desire to be right with Him. Amen. So every day is a new day and a new slate for us to get it right. So every day, God has given us a new day to get it right. So type in the comments, I choose to obey the Lord. So the last thing, because our topic for today is the resurrected King is resurrecting me. As you guys come in, this is the pop-up prayer with singles who pray. When Jesus came to the cross for humanity, He brought new life for believers and unbelievers. And one of the things the resurrection of Jesus Christ brings is life. God has given us life on today. Jesus went to the cross so that we could be changed from the inside out. Jesus went to the cross so that we would have a new life. God is changing you from the inside out. I need y'all to write in the comments, God is changing me from the inside out. I'm going to share that on my personal page. God is changing me from the inside out. Hallelujah. Go with me to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone in Christ is a new creation, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And this is such a popular scripture. And God has given us new life. Once we give our lives to Christ, we are new. And God is breathing newness into your life. Those uncertain situations, God is breathing life into you. No matter what you are seeing, no matter what you are going through right now, God is giving each one of us new life. And I need you guys to just think on today, what are some things in your life that you need God to resurrect? I'm going to put up a little image for you guys. God has changed me from the inside out. God is changing me from the inside out. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So I need you guys, I'm putting on my coach hat right now. So I need you guys to think. This is your assignment for this week. Where in your life does a resurrection need to take place? So this is your assignment for the week. I want you to sit down and think, what is something in your life that needs to be resurrected? Take time this week and think about the areas of your life that needs to be resurrected. No matter what you are currently seeing, activate your faith and decree that this is my resurrecting year. Things that are dead, things that need to come back to life is going to be resurrected in Jesus' name. Some of you may need some relationships, some connections to be resurrected for God's glory. Some people you may have been praying about a certain situation, you need God to resurrect it in your life. You are praying about some dreams that have been, you know, they have been gone and you just forgot about it. You need God to resurrect them in this season. Let that be your prayer. So your assignment for today is, where in your life do you need a resurrection? Amen. So let me take this down. Hallelujah. So that was just a short word for today. No matter what your past looks like, you are never too dead for a resurrection. I need y'all to put that in the comment. That's the last thing. I'm not going to tell y'all to put nothing else in the comment. No matter what your past looks like, you are never too dead for a resurrection. And I'm going to put that in the comments. No matter what your past look like, you are never too dead for a resurrection. I pray this word helps someone today. We are in a season of resurrection. Tomorrow, Resurrection Sunday. Let's keep in mind what this day really means. It's about our Lord Jesus Christ being resurrected, dying for our sins. He went to the cross so that we can be free. He went to the cross so that we can be restored. He went to the cross so that we can be free. Hallelujah. My relationship with God and my faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No matter what your past looks like, you are never too dead for a resurrection. I pray that this word bless you guys. I'm going to pray for some of the prayer requests that was posted in the Singles to Pray group. And then if you have a prayer request, feel free to put in the chat. And if sometimes I know, guys, you don't want to post your prayer request, and that's fine, because everything doesn't have to be public. You can always message me and I would pray for you guys. And also, if you would like to post the prayer in the group, we all are praying for you. This is a group activity. We are all coming together to pray for one another. We pray for our sister, we pray for our brother. And that's the beauty of the group Singles Who Pray, is just us all standing together. Because when two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. So we all come together, we come to fellowship, we come to pray together. Something has to change when believers come together to pray. Something has to change. So I'm going to just pray really quickly, and then I'm going to pray for the prayer request. All right, so let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for you being a God that never fails. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for seeing a day we have never seen before. You are so holy. You are so amazing. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and finisher of our faith. And for that, we want to give you glory. And for that, we want to give you praise. Lord, we worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. Lord, we give you glory with our hands lifted up, oh God. Lord, we give you glory with our lives, oh God. We just want to glorify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are perfect in all your ways, oh God. There is none like you. You are a provider. You are a way maker. You are a mind regulator, oh God. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for caring for us. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins, oh God. We have not done everything right, oh God. We have not cross every I and dot every T. But Lord, you look at us and see us for who we are. You love us. You love everything about us, oh God. So Lord, we thank you for being a forgiving God. We thank you for being a loving God. We thank you for being a kind God on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to give you praise. We just want to give you glory. We don't find it robbery to bask in your presence. We don't find it robbery to give you all the glory and all the praise. Lord, today we confess our sins, oh God. Anything that's not like you, oh God, take it away, oh God. Lord, we repent for any sins that we committed, sins that we know and sins that we don't know. We repent on today. Lord, we praise your name for you dying on the cross for our sins. We don't find it robbery to give you all the glory and all the praise. We just want to show our love to you, God. We just want to show our gratefulness to you, God. We just give you glory. Thank you for the resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for giving us new hope. We thank you for giving us new life through the resurrection, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, help us to know the real meaning of Christ's resurrection, hallelujah. We thank you for the powerful demonstration of your love, of your grace towards us, being on that cross. We thank you for the victory that we have experienced over your death. Lord, we thank you for the victory that we have over sin on today because you went to the cross. We thank you for the victory that you are giving the singles on today because of your resurrection. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of our challenges, God, even in the midst of our pain, God, even in the midst of our troubles, God, you are faithful and you went to the cross so that we can be saved. Hallelujah. You went to the cross so that we can be free. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Spirit raising up Christ from the dead so that we can experience the resurrection of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for how you give us joy on today, how you give us peace and purpose, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you are equipping the singles to spread the good news of Christ's resurrection on today, and just in general, that they will spread the good news of Jesus Christ. They won't be scared. They won't be fearful of spreading the gospel, because through the gospel, someone is saved, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So today, God, we ask that you would continue to reign in our lives. Oh God, let the Holy Spirit reign in our lives and now and forevermore. Lord, we thank you for the gift of salvation that we received when you went to the cross. Hallelujah. No one else would die on the cross but you, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, on today for you dying on the cross for our sins. Oh God, we were not worthy for your love. We're not worthy for your grace, but you don't find it robbery to die for our sins, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the sacrifice that you gave us when you went to the cross, oh God. We don't take it for granted, God. We don't take it for granted on today, Lord. We just want to glorify you with our lives because you went to the cross for our sins, oh God. Lord, let us have in our spirit to turn away from the sin that is taking us into another path, oh God. Lord, today, Lord, we repent for the sins, oh God, that does not honor you, oh God. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness on today for the sins that we committed, the things that we have done that does not bring glory to the name, the things that were not like you, that is not of you, oh God. So Lord, we repent on today, Lord. We're not going to be high-minded, oh God. We're not going to operate in pride, oh God. Lord, we come humbling to you in a humble spirit, and we repent for anything that does not bring glory to your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for new life on today that you offer us, oh God. And in your faith, oh God, we are grateful for the new life that you extend to us. Every new day, there is new mercies, God. And we give you glory and we give you praise. Lord, today, transform the minds and the hearts of the singles, oh God, so that we will be closer to you, oh God, that you will renew our spirit, oh God, that you will renew our minds, oh God. Lord, we let go today of old ways, old habits that are not honoring you, oh God, old way of thinking, God. Today, you are resurrecting many things. So we can't go back to the old ways. We can't go back to the old way of living. We can't go back to doing things that are not like you. Today, we embrace, hallelujah, the new life that you are giving us. We embrace the new power that you will have on our lives. Lord, we embrace all the new things that you are doing in our life. Hallelujah. Lord, we embrace the new joy. Lord, we embrace the new love. Lord, we embrace the new courage and the strength that you are giving us in this season, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the new life in people who don't know you, God. We thank you for the unbelievers that will come in the knowledge of you, oh God. We thank you for them giving their lives to you, God. We claim the souls to you on today, oh God. Lord, help us to find comfort in the promise of a new life. Hallelujah. If you're in the comments, say, I receive my promise of a new life from Jesus. I receive my promise of new life from Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for you just uplifting the singles on today. You know their concerns. You know their prayer requests. You know what they are in need of. You know what they've been praying for, what they have on the altar, God. You know they have come to you with heavy hearts, oh God. Some of them are even crying because they are going through a hard time, oh God. But Lord, we ask that you would restore their peace, oh God, today, oh God. Restore their heart, oh God. Restore the things in their life, oh God. Somebody needs restoration like ASAP. They need restoration of things that they lost, oh God. They need a sign that you are with them, oh God. So do it for them. Hallelujah. Do it for them on today, oh God. Hallelujah. We claim it so in Jesus' name. It is so in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray right now for someone that is walking in their hurt, oh God. They're walking in their brokenness, oh God. Lord, restore them today, oh God. We pray right now for the healing of the heart, oh God, the healing of the mind, oh God, that they will be restored in Jesus' name. Their life will be restored like it never happened. Hallelujah. Their life will be restored like it never happened in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. As you guys come in as a singles who pray, pop a prayer. We are praying. Hallelujah. I'm going to look right now in the singles who pray group for the prayer request. Hallelujah. As you come in, pray with us. We are praying together. It's just not me, but we're all praying as a group. We are praying together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are so faithful to us. You are so kind to us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As I gather the prayer requests, as you come in, this pop up prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you have a prayer request, feel free to comment in the chat. Thank you, Lord. I'm just looking for the prayer request. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we have it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Someone is just praying for spiritual, mental, physical, financial being there, everything to just being right, standing with God. So we just pray right now for Brenda. We pray for her being mentally, spiritually, physically, financially free. Oh God, that her cup is running on E. God, restore her right now and today. Restore her strength, oh God. Restore her mind. Make a way out of no way. Make a way out of no way from Brenda, oh God. You know what she is in need of. You know what she's been praying for. You know what she has to on the altar, oh God. You know even the prayers that she can't even speak right now, oh God. Lord, you know in her heart what she needs, oh God. Do it for her, oh God. Make a way out of no way. Give her a breakthrough that she has not even been thinking of in her life. Give her a breakthrough that is going to show you that you are with her in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now for Demetrius, my bro. He is praying for strength and mental health, Lord, and physical strength, Lord. We pray right now for strength in his body, oh God, strength for the walk, strength for the journey, oh God. You know the calling on his life. Continue to uplift him, continue to encourage him, continue to protect his mental health, oh God. Continue to give him a breakthrough after breakthrough in the mind, oh God. Continue to give him peace at night, peace throughout the day. Give him his joy back, give him happiness, oh God. Give him physical strength, oh God. Continue to keep his body well, healing from the top of his head to the soles of his feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to cover him and continue to protect him in Jesus' name. Right now, I pray for Santana. Hallelujah. Praying for her children. Lord, you know her children name by name and one by one. Lord, protect the children as they go to school. Protect the children as they go about their day, oh God. Continue to cover them. Continue to protect them. Let them advance in their classes, in their schoolwork. Let them be all that you are calling them to be, oh God. Continue to protect that family, oh God, where they are, oh God. We call it so in Jesus' name. Tricia is praying for unspoken prayers. Yes, we pray right now for Tricia. You know what she has at the altar, oh God. Even things that she's not even able to speak, oh God. You know what she's been praying for. You know what she's in need of. Lord, fulfill every need that she has, oh God. Fulfill every request in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, make a way out of no way for her in the mighty name of Jesus. As you guys come in, this is pop-up prayer. If you have a prayer request, feel free to write it in the chat. I was just praying for the prayer request of our singles who pray group. Let me look at all, make sure I didn't miss anyone. Someone is just praying for help. Lord, send help to that person, God. You know what they are in need of. You know what they've been praying for. You know what they are struggling with, God. Lord, send help on today. Send help from the north, the west, the east, the south. Lord, send help to them, oh God. You know what they are praying for. You know what they have been praying for. Hallelujah. We ask that you will give them the help that they've been praying for. Send the help ASAP, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, I would check my messenger, and I know if you send it through messenger, I'll just pray for you privately in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for this group of singles that are listening on today. We continue to pray for them, oh God. You know where they are. You know what country, what city they are viewing for, God. Give them a special blessing this week, God. Open a door that someone's been praying for. Open a way for someone that's they looking for a way, oh God. They're looking for open door, looking for opportunity. They're looking for someone to look out for them. I don't know who that is for, but Lord, open that door. Let some put someone's name on someone's heart to open a door for that person. I don't know what this is for, but someone is looking for an open door and you need someone to open that door for you. So Lord, give them favor with that person that they will make a way out of no way for them, oh God. Hallelujah. So we're about to close. If you guys have any prayer requests, if you don't want to post it, send me a message and I'll pray for you privately. But if you do have a prayer request, please put it up because I'm about to end. But I just thank God for this broadcast today. Let us keep the right posture of prayer. Let us keep the right mindset of Resurrection Sunday, what the Lord has done on the cross for us. And I don't want to end without someone that may want to give their life to Christ. You've been listening, you've been following the Singles Who Pray group, or maybe you've been in the group, or maybe you've just been following my page, and you're just like, I want to know what this Christ that they are talking about. I want to know who this person is. Or maybe you backslid and you want to rededicate your life back to Christ. Believe me, I'm not perfect. I never was like a perfect Christian. I'm still not. But I had a time where I grew up in the church and I went and did my own thing. And I wanted to live my own life on my own terms. And I wanted to see what life was outside of God, right? And God had to snatch me back up and bring me back to Him. And so I can know the love of Christ, so I can know that I belong to Christ. And no one is perfect. And no, you don't have to speak a certain way. You don't have to have a certain degree. You don't have to have a certain title to come into the knowledge of Christ. And you don't have to be perfect to know Christ. You don't have to look a certain way. All these narratives that you probably have, you know, I know we have a lot of narratives out there that make people not want to come to church or come to Christ, but Christ is about loving you and knowing you and being there for you. It's not all about all that extra stuff. So I'm just here to give an open invitation to someone to give their life to Christ. Like I said, again, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to cross every T and dot every I. God just wants a willing heart, and He wants you to be pure towards Him. So if that is you, and if you don't want to comment, you can message me and we can talk more. But don't miss this moment, because this is a weekend where it's just, you're going to hear so much about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for Him loving you, going to the cross for you. Hallelujah. So if that is you, repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins and ask for your forgiveness. Please cleanse me from my sins and create a new and clean heart in me. I believe that you love me. I believe in my heart who you are. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take complete control of my life and help me to walk in your steps daily by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you for those who gave their life to Christ. Welcome to the family of Christ. We love you. Jesus loves you. And this is a community of singles who love to pray. So if you want to join our community, you're welcome. You need a church home, I can recommend some great church homes. Even if you don't have, you want to be virtual, you're not really ready to go into a church home, I have many recommendations that I can give you. So if that is you, reach out to me. I would love to pray for you and also connect you to a church. Being a part of a church is important. In Jesus' name. So I am so happy that you guys decided to join in. Thank you for staying on. I know it was about, you know, 50 minutes, but thank you guys for staying on. I pray that God has blessed you with the word. And I pray you guys have a great resurrection weekend. And remember the true meaning of this weekend. Hallelujah. So you guys have a blessed Saturday and Sunday, and we'll join you guys next week. And if you are single and you want to join our group, feel free to join Singles Who Pray. And if you would like coaching, connect with me. If you would need a Christian life coach, let me say that one more time, a Christian life coach, feel free to, let me turn this off, connect with me. All right, guys. So you guys have a blessed weekend. God bless.